Welcome back, everyone, to Yesterday's News. I'm your host, Ryan Baker, also known as Mr. Yesterday. Today's topic is one that we're all familiar with, and that's the art of failure. The art of failure is something that, let's be honest with ourselves, it's going to happen. And what I mean by that is learning from our failures. Learning from the mistakes that make us stronger and better people in the long haul. Thomas Edison once said, "Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." As we know, Thomas Edison is credited for pretty much finding modern electricity and many of the appliances we use today, especially in lights that we turn on with the flip of a switch. And I have to agree with Thomas Edison. He's right. Many of life's failures are people who do not realize how close they were to actually being successful. And that's the art of failure, is realizing, yeah, I may have failed with this attempt, or the way I did this may not work this time, but it only encouraged me to keep finding another solution that will work to where I am successful. I'll be transparent with you all. I'm in the process of recording Fenwick's debut album that we're hopefully going to release later this year. And I have to be honest with you, this is one of the most hardest things I've ever done in my life. Not just because of the amounts of work and time it takes to do it, but the mentality through it all, realizing, wow, can I really do this? And the whole time, you know, I do question myself and I wonder, can I get through this? Is it in me to do this? And, you know, I listen back to the music and my vocals, and especially my vocals. It's rough most days. You know, I'll be completely fair, and I know most singers don't like their voice, but when I listen to my vocals, I imagine, wow, even on my best days, I still have to find ways to make it work better. And I won't lie to you, it's discouraging, it's frustrating, and it's very lonesome. Because a lot of time, I do feel like in my failures and trying to become better, no one understands how difficult and how frustrating it can be at times. And you know, a lot of that is just my own perception. I know a lot of people understand the difficulty of doing something that they love and not having the results that they envision. But it's hard. But why do I keep doing it? It's because I love it. It's my life. If I didn't feel passionate about the music that I write or the lyrics that I sing, I wouldn't work as hard to keep improving and making it better. And that's not just for me, that's for all you too with what you're passionate about. You don't realize how close you are to succeeding around the moment you give up. You're close, very close. You know, I look back at my life and I see the amount of success that has gotten me to this point. And a lot of times, you know, I'm human, I don't think about the amount of successes that were brought to my past to get me to this point. A lot of time I just think about moving forward and keep succeeding in the days and the months and the years ahead. And that's what we ought to do, you know, to become better at the art or the work that we do. But at the same time, I have to realize, and you have to realize too, a lot of your successes that got you to the point where you see things now were major triumphs, because it got you to where you're at now to know the difference between what you have to do and what, you know, you don't want to do. There is an art in failing. Failure is an art, but it's only because we choose to make it an art of learning from it. And I want to encourage you all, you're not alone. In fact, everyone who's been successful, even the most successful people in history, had a lot of failures. But those failures are what made them successful people. Don't give up. Keep pushing. You know, it feels like the world doesn't believe in you, and I'll be real with you. The world probably doesn't care about what you want to do in this life. But that's okay. At the end of the day, you have to dig deep in yourself and say, I can do this. I believe in myself. And that's what it takes. If you want it bad enough, you will be successful through all the trials and the errors that come along with the failures that will make you successful. That's all I have for you today. I hope this encourages you to find a solution with your own situation and become successful through the failures, because that's the real art. That's the real triumph. I'll see you next time. I'm signing off. This is Yesterday's News. I'm your host, Ryan Baker, also known as Mr. Yesterday. Talk to you soon.